Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. I'm going to read one verse today. What a neat verse it is. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want to give you a recipe today for doing all things for strength. We live in a weak world and society today. People are not strong physically, mentally, or emotionally anymore. We've had generation after generation of people not willing to try anything unless it's fun. We've dumbed down our education to where getting kids to read by third grade created a rebellion amongst educators. Well, praise the Lord, in my school, my children can read by the end of kindergarten. The urbanization, the building of bigger cities in America has created weakness. People don't get up early and do chores. Early in today's world is 6:30 or 7 o'clock a.m., not 4:30 a.m. People have cars and roads, trains and public transportation that they take everywhere. People buy their food pre-canned or pre-frozen and don't know how to can or freeze their own food. They go to the store and buy all their meat pre-butchered and don't know how to butcher their own animals. Urbanization brought grocery stores to do all their tasks for them, and that gives them more time for play. People don't know how to grow and put up their own food. Now, I'm not getting upset about this. I'm just stating the fact. I don't blame society. It is what it is. But the fact is, urbanization has made us weak. Used to be a kid would get up at 4:30 in the morning and go out and feed the pigs and feed the cows and the horses and the chickens, and then sit down and milk 2 or 3 or 4 cows and bring in 5-10 gallons of milk, and then eat breakfast and get ready and go to school all day and come home and then work on the farm. They would carry bales of hay and they would go out and work the fields, and then they would put up hay and do different chores, and people were stronger in those days. God gives us a recipe here in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want you to get this recipe if you would like to be a strong person. First of all, God says, I can do. It doesn't say, I can try. It says, I can do. It does not say, others can do. It says, I can do. It doesn't say some can do. It says I can do. It does not say I can do it in one try. It does say I can do. It does not say if the conditions are right, I can do. It says I can do. It doesn't say if the personnel and if the right people are there, I can do. It says I can do. This is a personal pronoun to everyone. I can do. These are God's words. This is a doable thing for everyone. That means this. If you can do it, then you're not supposed to stop until you do it. It does not come by intellect, philosophy, or knowledge. It comes by doing. Strength isn't something you know. Strength is something you do. Doing it repeatedly will make you strong. Philosophy does not make one strong. Watching others get strong does not make you strong. You can go to the gym and sit there with a bag of hamburgers from Burger King, eating hamburgers, sitting on the couch, watching people work out. And you can walk out of the gym and say, I went to the gym, but I didn't get any stronger. And it's because you didn't face opposition. You went to the gym, but you didn't do anything in which to get strong. And we need to get to the point where we start doing instead of just watching. Number two, I can do all things which strengthen me. It does not say I can do all things. I should not get drunk or drink alcohol. I should not be immoral. I should not try to cheat the IRS and cheat on my taxes. I should not try to live beyond my means and expect God to pay my bills because I want things and I pay with it on credit and now I can't pay my credit card bill. In Greek, the order in which things come is just about as important as what is said. And I want you to understand when we obey the word of God, it strengthens us. That's what Romans 7, 13 through 25 are all about. When we obey the flesh and man's ways, it weakens us. It does not strengthen us. God never commands us to do anything that he did not give us the ability to do. So strength then is an act of obedience, not just an agreeance. You can agree all you want, but until you do or obey, there is no strength. And then lastly, I want you to notice it's through Christ. Jesus is not the United States government welfare. Jesus is not a genie in the bottle to give you all you want. Prayer was never intended to be you rub the bottle and tell the genie what you want, and boom, it's there. God's way to bring money into your household is hard work and faithfulness. God may give you more hours, not a handout. He may give you more jobs, not a handout. You know, we need to learn to ask God for more work, not more money. We need to learn to do it his way, not our way. You see, through means to flow like a conduct. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. In other words, I'm to be a pipe and allow Christ to work through me. I have to be there and be yielded. I have to be more efficient. I have to do it right for him to bless. I have to do things his way. Doing it through him means he uses us and he does it through us. Instead of Jesus in the Bible being last place you check, how about we make the Bible the first place we check? I can do all things which strengthens me through Christ. Now, put all three of these together, mixed with yieldedness, hard work, and you will have strength, which will make you stronger. I did not say you can do anything you want. I did not say God will do it all for you. But what you will have is the strength to keep going forward. I do a lot in life. I work hard at staying strong, both physically, emotionally, spiritually. How do I do it? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.